We've been talking a lot about Neros Chanukah and the extent of the chiyuv of Neros Chanukah. So I mentioned yesterday I wanted to talk about the chiyuv, if there is a chiyuv for someone who's traveling through the night. I got several shailas about this. People are taking a plane trip through the night and will not be at their home or in anybody's home for the Zman Hadlaka. People are taking trains through the night. Someone told me they were driving back from Cleveland through the night of Chanukah, and they wanted to know whether they should light Neros Chanukah at all. Somewhere on the road, is there any way to fulfill the mitzvah? Are they chayiv at all in the mitzvah? So I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about this. In general, there are two types of mitzvahs. There are many ways to categorize mitzvahs. There's one of the ways to categorize mitzvahs is there are some mitzvahs, most mitzvahs, large majority of mitzvahs, are a chovas hagavra, are a chiyuv on the individual to do the mitzvah, that it is a personal obligation. However, there are a couple of mitzvahs that are a chovas habayis, that are only a chiyuv once you have a house. If you have a house, you then have to put up a mezuzah. If you do not have a house, you are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of mezuzah, or the mitzvah of makkah, al gagecha. If you have a house, you're chayev to put up a makkah. If you do not have a house, you're not chayev to put up a makkah. Very, very simply put, there are chavos habayis and chavos hagavra, chavos hagavra and chavos habayis. What is Ner Chanukah? Now, the Gemara could not be less clear about it. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is Ner Ish, sounds like chavos hagavra, Ubeso, sounds like Chavos Habayis. So which is it? Is it Chavos Hagavra or is it Chavos Habayis? So Rav Moshe in the Tshuva we've quoted a couple of times already, Rav Moshe writes that it is very, very clear that it is a Chavos Habayis, that there is no requirement if one does not have a home, if one is homeless, there is no requirement of Ner Chanukah. His Raya, he has two major Rayas. One is from Rashi, Mesach Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, where Rashi talks about a fellow who's on a boat, and he says that if a guy is on a boat, that's what the Gemara is talking about, where if you see Ner Chanukah, you make the Birchas Haroah, because you're not getting the mitzvah yourself. So says Rav Moshe, why are you not getting the mitzvah yourself? Because you don't have the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah when you're on a boat. Says Rav Binyamin Zilber in Tshuvas Az Nidbru, Chelek Zayin, Simin Samach Zayin, he doesn't think that Rashi is a Raya at all. He says, no, the story with that Rashi is, the guy didn't have a Ner. That's why when he was on a boat, he couldn't light Neros Chanukah. Not because he wasn't Chayiv, but he just simply didn't have a Ner. Rav Moshe thought of that argument, and Rav Moshe responded that no, if he didn't have a Ner, then why even mention that he was on a boat? Just say you're talking about a guy who didn't have a Ner, and say that such a guy makes a Birch Saroah. The fact that he mentions that you're on a boat is indicative of the fact that when you are traveling, you are not Chayiv Ner Chanukah. The other Raya is from a Tosus Masechah Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, that Tosus says that the Brach of Shas Nisim is for people without homes who ain't biyadom l'kayim ha-mitzvah, do not have the ability, do not have the power to light, do not have the power to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it seems pretty clear that why is it that ein biyadom lekayim a mitzvah? Because they have no chiyuv for the mitzvah if someone doesn't have a home, if someone is traveling. That's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank also brings that raya in Mekrei Kodesh, Chanukah Purim, Simin Yud Ches. One could argue that maybe it's not the clearest raya, because maybe it also means the guy in the adam, they don't have the ability to practically light if they're not at home. Maybe when they're lighting outside, it's too windy and the ner would never last, and therefore they can't do the mitzvah, or they just don't have the proper spot to light Neros Chanukah, something like that. But who says it means that there's no chiyuv at all? But anyway, these are the two rayas where Moshe thinks that there is no chiyuv whatsoever for a traveler. It's a chovas habayis. You don't have a bayis. You are not chayiv. On the other hand, there are several poskim, Rav Binyamin Zilber amongst them, that hold that it is a chovas gavra, that even if you do not have a bayis, you're chayiv in Ner Chanukah. You still have the chiyuv, and you have to try to find a place where you can light Neros Chanukah. This seems to be pretty clear from the Ran in Masechah Shabbos. The Ran in Masechah Shabbos says pretty explicitly that Chanukah, when he comments on the Gemara that talks about a nachsanai, a guest on Chanukah, so the Ran says that Chanukah is not like mezuzah. The reason an achsanai has to worry about Chanukah, about Neros Chanukah, even though it's not his house, is because it's not like mezuzah. What does it mean it's not like mezuzah? Mezuzah is a chavos habayis. Neros Chanukah is not. So even if you're not at home, you're a guest somewhere, you're still mechuyev in Neros Chanukah. In fact, I saw in one of these svarim, they quote from Rav Eliashiv, that Rav Eliashiv holds that if you don't have a house and you have enough money to rent a house for Chanukah, you're mechuyev to rent the house for Chanukah to pay all that money, even if it's your your last dollars to rent a house for Hanukkah so that you could do the mitzvah. Meaning, it's just like someone who doesn't have a candle. If a guy doesn't have a candle, so he's mechuyev to go and rent a candle, and buy a candle, rather, don't rent a candle, buy a candle in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. So that's the side that holds it's a chavas gabra. So now we're talking about the guy traveling on the plane through the night, the guy driving on the car through the night. So on the very surface level, if you hold like Rav Moshe, so he has no chiyuv. So done. He has no chiyuv. He's pater. There's no chiyuv in Ner Chanukah. But what if you hold that, like the Ran seems to imply, you hold like Rav Eliashiv, that it's a chovas gavra. So now what do you do? The halacha is that you're supposed to light nerishu beso, even if the chiyuv is on the gavra, but you're only allowed to light in a bias, in a place that's a dira. So where are you supposed to light? What are you supposed to do? So the marsha. So first we have to define what's called a dira. Can you call the plane a dira? Can you call your car a dira? How would we define this? So the Marsham in his tshuva about trains in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Mem Vav says that a train car is a dira, but the mitzius of a train car was that people would sleep in it and they would eat in it. It was that they got their own spot. It wasn't like a Long Island Railroad car. However, the Marsham in the course of that tshuva says that the definition of a dira is that it has walls and a roof, and that's why train cars count. So the Chara, an airplane should also count. It also has walls and a roof, and so should an automobile. Also has walls and a roof. So you'd be able to light in those locations as well, theoretically. In Mekrei Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, no, we know how to define what's called a dira, what's not. We have halachos of mezuzah. We have halachos of eruvei chatzeros that govern what's called the base dira, what's not called the base dira. So we follow those halachos, and those halachos demand that it be your own private area, that there be a private compartment. If you don't have your own private area, even though there may be walls and a roof, that doesn't make it a dira, that just makes it a structure. But you need your own private compartment in order to be chayv. So by the train case from CBS Frank says, Marsham is right. You may be chayv to light on the train, you may be able to light on the train, rather, because you have your own private car. But let's say your train is the Long Island Railroad or the subway, where you don't have your own private car, so then it's not a dira, you can't light on such a train. Well, let's say you're on an airplane, so then Lechara would depend. If you're able to afford to fly, or you manage to handle to get upgraded to first class, and you have one of those first class things where you have like walls surrounding you where it's came out like your own cabin, so then maybe according to Mekrei Kodesh's definition, that would be a dira. But for the rest of us, who are lucky enough to get on the plane at all, it would certainly not be called a dira. Rav Eliashiv is quoted in the Sefer Halachos VaHanhagos Mimaran Bal Akilas Yaakov, the Hanhagos of the Stipler, that the reason why an airplane is not a dira, or it's not certain that it's a dira, is because it's an oel zaruk. That anything that's moving, the roof doesn't count as a roof because it's an oel zaruk. It's moving, so there would be no bracha. He says even if you light on a plane, there's no bracha. The Stipler disagreed with that svara. The Stipler thought that it doesn't make a difference if it's an oel zaruk or not. That has nothing to do with this halacha of Neros Chanukah. So practically speaking, let's assume you don't hold like Rav Moshe that you're just completely patur. So you hold like the Ran sounds. You hold like Rav Binyamin Zilber that you have some sort of chiyuv. And let's assume for a moment that the plane is a dira, meaning assume like the definition of the Marsham, that the plane is a dira, not like the Mekrei Kodesh. So what do you do? How do you light on a plane? So one argument is, well, you can't. You can't do it. You're mechuyev to do it, but you can't do it. So that's what Rav Willig pointed out to us last week, that's a major shaila. If you're mechuyev to do it and you can't do it, you have to spend all your money to be able to do Neros Chanukah, so then you'd probably have to spend all your money to change your ticket so that you can do the mitzvah. Because once you're mechuyev in the mitzvah and you don't have the ability to do the mitzvah, so then you spend all your money to be able to do the mitzvah. So then it would be pasha that you'd have to spend all your money to change the ticket. In the Tshuvas Be'er Sa'arim Chelik Be'isim in Hein Vav, and in the Tshuvas Petzalah Chachma Chelik Dalitzim Kuv Chav Zayin, they suggest, don't worry, just light on the plane. Just take one candle. Maybe you have to do Ataras and Dharm if your whole life you always did the Mahajan, and you're only going to do one candle. But light one candle and just light on the plane till they tell you to put it out. So that's very, very pleasant. These tshuvas were clearly written pre 9/11. If you were to try to light on the plane, you will not only will they tell you to pull it out, they will then pull you off the plane in handcuffs, and you will not. Your beis dira will be a significantly less comfortable beis dira for a little while till you get yourself a good lawyer. If you try to light a candle on a plane nowadays, it's not really a viable option. They suggest, light on the plane. The B'tzalel Chacham, B'tzalel Stern, writes that no problem. If they tell you to put it out, so you can't put it out yourself, because it hasn't been lit for a half hour. Because if you put it out to Mazid, so then it's no good. So even though Rav Gavriel Siner called Nitei Gavriel, he says, yeah, it's okay, light it and then put it out right away on the plane. But the B'tzalel Chacham, Rav B'tzalel Stern, says, no, you can't do that. You can't put it out right away. So if they ask you to put it out, what you should tell them is, he says, better thing to do is tell them, I can't put it out, but you can, and let them put it out, and that way they'll blow it out, and then kafsa ein zakukla, you have no chiyuv to relight it. And then, of course, the other option is what we mentioned yesterday, the electric light. That you have to go back to yesterday's Temen Alach Hashir to figure out whether that at all is a kiyum a mitzvah of Neros Chanukah when you light an electric light. So the bottom line is, if you're making a ticket or you're planning a trip, don't plan to drive through the night. Don't plan to take a plane through the night. If you do, so Rav Moshe would hold probably that you're putter from Neros Chanukah entirely. Many other poskim would say you're chayiv, but there's simply no way to do it, or only a very, very bidyevid way of doing it by lighting some sort of a flashlight, and that is certainly not ideal. It may not even be allowed. So that's the basic halachos of traveling through the night of Chanukah.